They call me Buggo. That's my nickname. It's all around the sheds. Cherry Drill. Been there all my life. Started shearing when I was 13. Left school when I was 13. Started shearing when I was 13. And
so how long have you been shearing now?
53 years. Sort of started on a run, cocky run, then built it up and did nothing else in my life. Just shore all my life, virtually.
So am I standing here talking to a 66-year-old shearer?
Yeah, that's correct.
What's the secret to longevity and looking as fit as you are and still being able to shear at 66?
I don't know about fitness, but don't know about longevity either. It's just luck, good genes. Yeah, I suppose my father was a shearer. He lived to real old age and he was a smoker all his life. I never took up that habit. But
what changes have you seen in all those years?
Well, the biggest changes came in the 80s when they brought in the slings for anyone that was a bit, had a crook back, or anyone that was smart enough to keep start using them, and the wide gear, I suppose. It made it a lot easier, but in nowadays it's the education they get, the young fellas, taught by the best. A young fella now, he can start shearing, and within a few months he's shearing 100 sheep a day, you know, and it took us years to get up to that number.
Well, let's talk about the training you had at 13 years old. How did you learn to shear a sheep?
I could shear when I was 11. My father was a shearer, so I was shear around the farm. My father and I shore our sheep at home when I was 12. Just sort of progressed from there, but you never really had anyone teach you to shear. Like the old shearers had their secrets and they used to hang on to them because they didn't want you getting around them and they didn't want you taking their sheds. And so no one really passed anything on much in those days.
That's a difficult way to be, because if you pick up a bad habit, there's no one to knock that out of you.
That's correct, yeah. Made your own bad habits and you hung on to them.
Now, AWI these days spend a lot of time in training courses. There was a bit of talk a few years ago now about how difficult it was to get youngsters back into the industry. That seems to have turned around.
Yeah, that's right. And I think and because of the shearing skills, it has turned around. You know, they get the opportunity to learn. They can learn from virtually not being able to shear. Whereas nowadays, if you had to get a learner's pen to start with, and farmers didn't want to give you that because it was, you know, there was plenty of shearers around and they didn't want their sheep knocked around or cut up or wool cut up. But now you've got all the schools that young fellas can go. You know, there might only be one in 10 that go to a school that's going to make a shearer. There's a lot more to being a shearer than just being able to shear. You've got to be, it's your temperament mainly. You've got to be patient and not knock the sheep around and that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's just a great team. It's a really great team. Yeah, they turn them into good shearers. There's a lot of good shearers around now.
There's a young fella shearing on the stand next to you. How's he going?
Yeah, his name's young Aaron Hatcher, and he's probably one of the cleanest shearers I've ever seen in my life.
Why do you think he's got that?
Because he's devoted to his job. Every sheep, he tries to improve himself all the time, and he just wants to be better than anyone else at that being a clean shearer.
Aaron Hatcher from Bacullah.
You've just been given a really good rap by a shearer who's been in the game for a long time. He says you're the cleanest cutting shearer he's ever seen. Why do you think you're so good at that?
Oh, when I started off, the bloke I started for, we weren't allowed to do anything different, so that's just what I done, and it's the way I kept a job, I suppose.
How long have you been shearing?
This will be about 14 years now.
What made you want to get involved in shearing?
I grew up on the farm and, you know, just watching the shearers and, yeah, it was very interesting in it all my life from a kid onwards, and then when I left school pretty early, I just went shearing, yeah.
Is it a good life?
Yeah, very good lifestyle, good money, and quite enjoy it.
Hard work, though.
Oh, it is, but then other jobs are hard to other people, too. It's what you're used to, yeah.
What's the best thing about working in the sheds?
I don't know. You're not in the same spot all the time. You get to meet some very interesting people, and, yeah, you just have an all-round good time.
You're currently shearing here at St Hilary. How are they cutting?
Yeah, no, they're shearing well and, yeah, cutting a lot of wool for the farmer. And it's, yeah, good.
Your advice for youngsters who are thinking about giving shearing a go, I guess the reason I'm asking is for a while there, the industry was looking pretty sad. A lot of newcomers weren't coming through the industry, but money and training has been put in by AWI. Are you seeing the effects of, you know, the industry trying to get young shearers in the business?
Yes, I am. The AWI have done a really good job putting their money in, and they've got a lot of shearing trainers and wool handling trainers about now, and you can see that the young shearers coming through are instantly doing the right things with no bad habits, and they're starting to get the go of shearing very quickly.
You better watch out then.
Yeah, no, they're coming.